How to avoid ID theft.
Identity theft is one of the fastest growing crimes, but what does it involve and what can you do to prevent it?
In 2010, 30-year-old Sandra Nichols scanned in her ID card for a job she was applying for. A few weeks later, her boyfriend mistakenly uploaded the document to a file-sharing website and left it there without realizing.
Months later, Sandra applied for an overdraft but was turned down. Shortly afterwards, she received a call from a debt-collecting agency demanding payment for money owed. This was the first of a number of calls from several agencies following up debts that had been run up in her name.
Sandra eventually discovered that she owed thousands to banks, credit companies, and financing institutions. And she found out that her name had been used to sign up for loans, take out credit cards, rent a flat, and even buy a car. She'd become a victim of ID theft.
So, what can you do to protect yourself? Here are a few top tips.
Always shred any documents with personal information on them before throwing them out. Thieves often rummage through bins looking for confidential information.
Make sure your computer has an up-to-date antivirus and firewall system installed, and keep your operating system and software applications updated.
Only enter your credit card details on secure sites or websites that you've used before.
Never open suspicious attachments or emails from unknown sources.
Don't send your password by email or give it over the phone to someone claiming to be from the bank. And never click on links embedded in emails that are supposedly from an official organization.
Avoid file sharing, as this gives other people access to your hard drive. If you do use one, make sure you disconnect your computer from the internet when you aren't using it.
Avoid giving away too much personal information on social networking sites. Your date of birth, names of schools attended, phone numbers, or the names of your parents and relatives are often required to verify an identity, and thieves can use this information too.
Create complex passwords using a combination of numbers, upper and lowercase letters, and keyboard symbols. Also, change your passwords regularly. Use a different password for every website, and if you need to jot them down somewhere, write them in code. To be extra safe, you could use a program such as Password Safe to create an encrypted username and password list.
Stay safe.